September 26th, God's Constant Appeal. The good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. 1 Timothy 5:25. Many who love self-indulgence and who murmur at the straight testimony of the Laodicean message are ignorant of how sinful their actions really are, but in the judgment they will be ashamed of their course of ingratitude and rebellion against the one who has borne so long with them and who has not cut them off in their sins. No confession, no weeping will then avail for those who have spoiled their record. Many who now claim to be the disciples of Christ will be numbered among those who would not repent, but who have deceived their souls unto their eternal ruin. The evasion of truth will not give courage to any soul in the day of judgment to open his lips in self-defense. Then the books will be opened that bear the record of the works of every individual. God has sent messages from his word to the souls who are living careless lives and who are unashamed of their wrong course of action. I heard the word spoken, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding." Isaiah 40:27-28. If the careless, self-indulgent souls would seek the Lord and confess their sins, they would see how their unconverted lives lead others astray, and they would repent and be converted. God is constantly appealing to the human heart, bidding it recognize his love and mercy and accept his righteousness in place of the principles of evil. Thus he has pleaded with mankind in all ages. In Noah's day, Christ spoke to men through human agency and preached to those who were in bondage to sin. He came to Israel enshrouded in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. He it was who educated that vast multitude in their wilderness wandering. There were many who did not weigh these things sufficiently. The instruction given to Israel should be understood today by every living soul. Man may claim great intelligence, but he needs more than human intelligence in order to grasp the revelations of the gospel. Letter 106, September 26, 1909, to our churches in Oakland and Berkeley.